See, Caroline, she was listening to the news because she's saying, Fergal McKinney, I heard him on the news speaking with the British Heart Foundation. Is that the man who used to work with you, Frank? Is that the guy who used to be into politics? It's the very man. He is the head of the British Heart Foundation, NI. That's his latest career move. He's on the line. Fergal, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
How are you? I do have the right man, don't I?
You do indeed.
When did you join the British Heart Foundation?
Actually, I just joined it within the last week, so I have an enormous amount to learn about a whole range of things. But I'm delighted to be joining at this time, just as the charity announces its 10-year strategy for attempting to improve the situation around cardiovascular disease. As you probably know, we're seeing a slowdown in the in terms of progress. We've had enormous progress from way back in the early days, but we're seeing a bit of a slowdown. And attached to the launch of that strategy, we're just warning people not to be complacent.
Complacency, especially for men of our age, and I say our age, you're younger than me, Fergal, but you're in the middle age bracket. I certainly am. We can take our heart health for granted, women, of course, also. It is important just to check and double check.
It is, absolutely. And you're right to say men and women both, because you know, it affects everybody. And there are some risk factors there that I think we really should consider, and they are things like high blood pressure and cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, etc. And there's a lot of people, 120,000 people are living in Northern Ireland at the moment, don't know that they've got high blood pressure. And that's something that we as individuals then can check, make arrangements to have ourselves checked. So we're looking for a government strategy around cardiovascular disease to make sure that the system's bolted properly into being proactive around this. But you're absolutely right that we as individuals must also look after ourselves, and measuring blood pressure, checking cholesterol. Even as a result of today's interview, if a number of people start to do that, it could lead to better health outcomes for themselves.
What is the best way to get your blood pressure checked? Is it simply to make an appointment to go to the doctor, or are there other ways that you could do it to get some understanding of the reading and an explanation as to what the reading means?
Well, just on the broader picture, I suppose if there's about 120,000 people, then the system obviously isn't there alerting them to the extent it should do, and that's part of the strategy. And pharmacies will do blood pressure checks. Obviously, the doctor will do blood pressure checks as well. Sporting clubs, I imagine, will be also able to do blood pressure checks. So alerting, being aware that you need to be aware of your high blood pressure potentially. So knock the door of wherever you think, doctor, pharmacy, hospital. And if you're concerned about it, to the extent that you need to do something, you've got to do something about it. So a range of front doors there for you.
Fergal, do stay with us. I want to speak to Jackie English, who's very kindly agreed to speak to us this morning. Good morning, Jackie.
Morning, Frank.
Jackie,
morning, Fergal.
You've been through the hurt and the heartache of losing your husband, Tommy, to a heart attack in the most unexpected of circumstances.
Well, it wasn't actually a heart attack. I see that has been put out there this morning. It was actually sudden arrhythmic death syndrome, which unfortunately can't be detected in living human beings. Tommy went to bed basically one Sunday evening, perfectly fit and healthy, and didn't actually wake up the next day. But unfortunately, you know, the coroner's report came back inconclusive. So he didn't actually have a heart attack, but there was obviously an issue with the arrhythmia of his heart. And I mean, Tommy was a very healthy man, had regular health checks, had just turned age 50 and had just recently had, you know, basically an all-over makeover health check, and, you know, was perfectly healthy. He was the least likely person for this to happen to.
And do you believe if he had been in touch with his doctor or asking questions about his health, it may have been detected, or was it impossible for Tommy?
Well, it was actually, unfortunately, in this particular case with Thomas, he didn't have high blood pressure. He didn't have any medical underlying medical condition. So it still remains a mystery. And that's the reason that they do put it down to the sudden arrhythmic death syndrome. So what they basically, because they can't detect an actual heart attack, you know, they have to put it down to basically the arrhythmia of his heart, but there was a fault. But I'm not sure how. I mean, I know after Thomas died, you know, my two children, Jimmy and Beth, had to go through very intensive testing to make sure that what Thomas had wasn't genetic, and that, you know, that they would be safe. And it can, if this is detected through any heart testing, if you're going for you know, any sort of heart testing, it then you know, it can be detected if you have a fault there with your arrhythmia of your heart. But thankfully, although very stressful at the time, they both come back all clear, which was great.
Yeah, that is a major relief for the family. Jackie, our thoughts are with you, because Tommy has died relatively recently. And Fergal, it's a reminder that heart health comes in many, many forms. And we have an NHS service here. It's thankfully at this moment in time not costing us any money to go to see a doctor, to talk to a GP, to visit an expert. But we are complacent, aren't we?
There is a danger. Can I just thank Jackie, by the way, for sharing your story? I know it's very difficult, and it was a very recent death. Can I also thank her, by the way, too, because in the wake of his death, the community in Lisburn raised a lot of money, which they contributed to the British Heart Foundation, knowing that we're doing vital research into the types of conditions that led to his death. And that part of our strategy is to continue that research. For example, we're spending currently £3 million a year at Queen's University. And Frank, you might have been aware last week that there was some great research announced through Queen's, funded by the BHF, which is looking into stem cell production, which will help regenerate hearts potentially in the future. So that type of work's hugely important. That's the core work of the British Heart Foundation in terms of its future 10-year plan, and it has been what has been at the centre of what the BHF has been about. For example, you know, every day people are being saved by the use of stents in hearts in Derry and in Belfast, and that all emerged out of BHF research. Statins, I know there's some controversy about how they're used, but statins are saving lives day and daily. And you're absolutely right, there's a whole range of conditions, a whole range of risk factors, and we need a comprehensive strategy to be able to counter those and minimize as much as we can the potential for people to slip through the net.
Well, good luck with the work that you're doing, and congratulations on the new appointment, Fergal. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much indeed. Thank you, Frank.
Jackie, thank you very much for your time this morning as well.
Oh, that's great. If we can raise awareness for this charity and help people support the amazing work that they do, that's just what myself and my family and the great friends that we have just want to keep doing. And I thank all of those people for the support that they have given us and continue to give us. And I just want to wish Fergal all the very best in his new post. I know he'll do a fantastic job.
Jackie English. Jackie, thank you indeed. Thanks to Fergal McKinney, who's the head of the British Heart Foundation in Northern Ireland, as in from this week. 0289 033 105. This is the U105 phone in. Always busy here on the programme every morning. Going to say hello to Dimna, to Caroline, to Jennifer, and to Phil as well, who are listening. Heading towards the news now.